what would you call that?
A cobbler?
You would distinguish that from a pie?
Yes. Well, a lot of times instead of calling it a cobbler, you call it a deep dish pie. And the other kind of pies are not as juicy as a cobbler.
What about this expression, talking about eating? If somebody has a really good appetite, you'd say he sure does like to put away his
vittles.
Is that used much nowadays?
I haven't heard that word in a long, long time, but used to hear it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Oh, yeah, put away groceries.
Groceries.
I've heard that, too.
Say, what would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding, or maybe something with milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
A custard or sauce.
Ever heard people call that a dip? What would you call a dip?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't call that a dip. I'd call a dip something that you that was a little thicker than that, and that you took potato chips and dipped
right,
in.
Right, right. Would you make any kind of distinction between a sauce and a gravy?
Yes, a sauce. Well, now, wait a minute, I thought I'd say a sauce would usually use cold, but that's not true, because a lot of times you put sauce on vegetables or something like that. But gravy is usually, I associate that with meats, and sauces with vegetables and salads, and, well, dressings with salads. But, and vegetables in dessert, rather, the sauce, the gravy with meats.
Well, what about barbecue sauce?
Well, now you do put that on meat, don't you?
Would a sauce ever be made with flour in it, like a gravy?
Yes.
You could. This expression, say if you will, or eating between meals, you'd say you're having a
snack.
Are you bad about that like I am?
Yes, I'm the world's worst. I try not to be, though, because I've been trying to lose some weight.
Well, that's my downfall, especially at night.
Now, that's when I do my eating. I don't sleep too well, and when I wake up, I'm just starving to death. Even though I had a good supper.
It's the worst time in the world to be eating, too. Well, what do you say you do when you get up early in the morning? You say you breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I don't quite get what you want me to say.
You say hi.
Oh, I have eaten breakfast. I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Well, on a hot summer day, if you were thirsty, you might just go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water or something.
Do you make any sort of distinctions in different types of glasses? Would you call them by any different names? Or?
Yes, you talk about a tumbler, a water glass, tea glass,